Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Barry is here. John is a veterans law attorney. He helps veterans with their with whatever cases they have, especially if they're dealing with the government. Barry Law Firm is his company. PTSDlawyers.com. Is that right, John?
That's right, Jim.
So check that out, folks. If you need help, check John out. And John, I know if you can't help them, if somehow or another that something doesn't work out with you, you'll help them find somebody or someplace where they can go. And I know we can count on you for that. Hey, John, one of the things that people do when veterans come back, especially if they've come back from a war zone, is they don't – they ask dumb questions, and I don't think they mean to. I think they just don't know how to ask the right questions. And I don't think anybody asks a question that would hurt a veteran, that would upset them on purpose. But there are things to say and not to say. Would you help us with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think there's a lot of questions that I think sometimes employers they want to bond with the veteran. They want to establish a rapport, especially in the hiring phase. And there's some questions just you shouldn't ask. And I know PTSD is a hot topic, but at the end of the day, you can't ask a veteran if they have PTSD. It's illegal, right? Yeah. There are certain – we have employment laws, right? And one of the things that you can't do is ask someone about a disability, right? If the issue is whether they can do the job, not
but
whether
isn't,
they have
isn't that
a disability.
But doesn't that almost work against a veteran if the person – If I'm looking for a job, I feel like I ought to put veteran on top, you know, not at the bottom. And if you're a veteran coming to work for me, I want to see that on top. I want to know that first. But when we've got these situations where people can't talk about it, if they learn that you're a veteran, I wonder if they just kind of avoid you because they say, well, you know what, I don't know what I'm getting into here. What do you think?
Yeah, we don't want to be in that situation. I think it's important to have a dialogue, but to have it in a constructive way, right? And there's a lot of things that veterans can talk to veterans about, but it's difficult to non-veteran. I mean, you and I can call the Marines crayon eaters and window lickers, and you know what? Like the Marines, hey, you know what? They'll get over it. We can make fun of the Air Force and say, you know, they're basically civilians, but because we serve,
Air Force,
right?
You mean Air Force, right?
Yeah, Air Force. Yeah.
Air Force.
And our Air Force brothers and sisters, you know, our Air Force brothers and sisters are going to, you know, hey, they'll put up with the ribbing, right? But yep. Someone who didn't serve, they're not going to like that. So yep. We need to be
My son, the Marine, calls me an Army dog.
Yeah, you know, we make fun of them, they make fun of us, but hey, at the end of the day, we're all brothers and sisters, and, yep. and there's that camaraderie. And I think sometimes you get civilians that do that. I remember, I'll just tell you another experience. I just come back from Iraq, and there was I was in the courthouse. I ran into a lawyer. He's, oh, man, it's so horrible that they sent you there for, you know, 15 months, and you were away from your family. And, you know, I just, oh, you know what? Like, that was one of the best experiences of my life. And, I mean, I think people need to put their political beliefs aside about
right.
Our conflicts, because there's a lot of veterans who are very proud of the conflicts. They
well, the thing
them.
Is,
but there are Vietnam veterans.
Politics are not. To me, the essence is, this is a person who was willing to stand a post for his country and not ask why. I mean, the idea of that, the concept of somebody being willing to do that is superhuman as far as I'm concerned. And so we need to point that out. But back to the issue, how do we help employers make sure that they don't worry about employing somebody who's going to, you know, go off in the middle of a shift or something?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. Here's the deal, though. I've employed a lot of people. Barry Law, we have about 60 employees right now. And I got to tell you, you know, when we were a 20-employee people, I knew people pretty well. And as we grow yeah. larger, I don't know everybody as well. And you take a risk with everybody. But I'll tell you what, most what I found is your veterans are your most stable people. The reality is that your veterans are the ones that understand if there's a mission, they're going to get it done. And so you don't need to worry about that stuff. Could it happen? It could happen with anybody. But
well,
just understand that the veterans have been trained to deal with stress.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, folks, I'm telling you, on balance, I'm still taking a veteran over somebody who has no – if all other things being equal, I'll say that, all other things being equal, I'll take a veteran every time. And you know what else? If something goes up, if something happens, they need help, then you know what? You need to help them. That's your opportunity to step up for your country. What do you think, John?
Absolutely. Be a hero to our nation's heroes. You know,
well,
if they
well
need
said.
Your help, help them. But our veterans have dealt with stress, combat veterans. They know. They know what life and death is. I mean, these snowflakes, like you talked about, right? I'm more worried about the snowflakes breaking than having problems with veterans. So I will put that to rest. But, Jim, you know, another thing I brought up is, you know, don't go around at, have you been shot? I have one of my good friends. We just had our dining out. We do an annual dining out to benefit At Ease. It's an organization that helps people with PTSD. And one of my – you'll understand. I was a lieutenant, and this guy was my one of my first squad leaders. He went on to become a platoon sergeant in Iraq, a first sergeant in Afghanistan. He's earned 2 Purple Hearts,
John,
4 Bronze Stars.
John, I got to stop you. I'm sorry. I'm going to get you need to remember that story because I'm going to get you back on the show,
I'll
tell us that story next
All
time.
Right.
PTSDLawyers.com is the website, folks. If you need help, check with John Barry. John, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks for having me, Jim.
John Barry, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.